This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It took 8 days from the second fatal crash of Boeing 737 MAX this past March to the plane being grounded worldwide. From that date to today, a bit more than 9 months. 9 months that, as of this morning, has cost Boeing CEO Dennis Muilenburg his job. The unknown, of course, is whether a new person in the C-suite at Boeing is going to make a difference. Marketplace's Jack Stewart has been on the Boeing story for us. He is here in the studio with me now. Hey, Jack.
Hi, Kai.
Why now did this happen?
It has come as a bit of a surprise. I was talking to some analysts this morning, and they were saying, you know, they weren't really expecting this right now. A few people have been calling for Muilenburg to go since really the crashes happened, particularly the families of the victims. Yeah. They've wanted him out. They've wanted somebody to be answerable and responsible. Others have argued that there's an argument for leaving management in place to clean up their own mess effectively, or to put it another way, a stability of management in these times of crisis. You know, get this mess sorted out, get this crisis fixed, get that plane back in the air, and then replace your management team and give the new team that comes in a fresh start, a clean slate.
And we should say not that long ago, the then chairman of the board said he's doing a fine job, Mr. Muilenburg.
Yeah, and you know, in a lot of ways, he has been. Over the last 4 years or so that he's been CEO, Boeing has done really well. You had an interview with him earlier this year where you remarked that, you know, last year, 2018, was a record year for deliveries for Boeing. And then this 737 MAX issue has not been handled so well by the management team, and that has now cost him his job.
Okay, so now this company, what happens with it?
Well, getting the 737 MAX back in the air is just critically important for Boeing. This plane is its fastest-selling plane in the company's history. It's its big moneymaker. Boeing has almost 5,000 orders, and it delivered about 400 of those before the plane was grounded. So it really needs to get these planes recertified and get them back in the air. That's the big priority for the company.
Is this going to make that happen any faster?
It's really not. I mean, I can't see a way that a change in CEO is going to influence getting that plane back into the sky at the moment. I mean, for starters, it's not Boeing's decision. And that's perhaps one of the things that the new CEO is going to have to grapple with. Until now, Boeing has kind of had this attitude, certainly the way that it seems to outsiders, is that it thinks it's in control of this timeline of getting this plane back into the air. And it has been, you know, putting out these deadlines that are constantly pushed back. But really, it's not Boeing's decision. It's regulators around the world that are going to have to decide that this plane is ready to fly. They've been a little bit burnt by this whole process. You know, they now really want to make sure that they are seen as doing their job really, really well, really clearly. And so they're going to take their time over it.
And we should say Steve Dixon, the head of the FAA, had a conversation with Muilenburg like 10 days, 2 weeks ago, in which he is reported to have said, in essence, Dennis, cut it out. This plane gets back in the sky when I say it gets back in the sky.
You're pushing us. You're pushing us too hard and too fast. And you know, it's safety first. And so I think that's one of the things that the new CEO is going to have to really grapple with is rebuilding that relationship with regulators, with the FAA, and making it more of the collaborative relationship that it's supposed to be to make sure that these things get, you know, done the way that they're supposed to be. Safety first.
Dennis Calhoun, the new CEO. We should just get that name in there. Dave Calhoun, rather. Sorry. Dave Calhoun, the new CEO of Boeing. Very quickly, in the 30 seconds we have left, the flying public. This is where I ended with you last time when they stopped production of the 737 MAX. Got to get people on these planes, right?
They have. I think, again, you know, the delay, we just have to see it as hopefully a positive thing. The regulators and Boeing cannot get this wrong. This plane will have effectively been completely rebuilt. It could almost be classed as a new generation of 737. Maybe even a rebranding, as President Trump once suggested, might be a good thing. Hopefully, all this will lead to safer planes.
Jack Stewart on the Boeing story for us the past couple of weeks. Jack, thanks a lot.
Thank you.